As a parent or a boss or even a sibling, have you ever felt like a referee? Like you should be wearing a white and black striped shirt, a whistle around your neck, and maybe a little yellow flag in your back pocket. Have you ever gone to great lengths to avoid conflict in order to keep the peace, so to speak? I know I have. I know it can be exhausting, and it makes me wonder, is this really peace that I'm keeping? Hi, my name's Gina. I'm one of the children's pastors on the Vista campus. Thanks for joining us on the Daily Dose today. We have been talking about healthy habits this month, and for this week's theme of healthy parenting, instead of peacekeeping, I'd like to talk about peacemaking, because before you can keep peace, you have to achieve it, right? So when I think about peacemakers in the Bible, I think of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, and the verse that talks about peacemakers is verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." So that was a little hard for me to get anything out of, so I'd like to read that verse, same verse, out of the Message translation. It goes like this. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you'll discover who you really are and your place in God's family. So being a peacemaker is really hard because it's actually quite the opposite of conflict avoidance. Because when we're showing people how to cooperate, we're being active models of what it looks like to surrender, to make a personal sacrifice in order to achieve peace. Because after all, isn't that what Jesus did for us on the cross? Making peace with God on our behalf, and in the process, revealing his true identity and his role in God's kingdom. Now, when I say surrender, please hear me. I'm not talking about being a doormat or a pushover. What I'm talking about is when we earnestly seek peace, true peace, by being an example of surrender, not of rivalry and competition, we are blessed. We're blessed because we reveal how our hearts are being transformed to be more like Jesus. That it's that sanctification process, that being set apart. We're blessed because we fulfill the role that God has uniquely created us and called us to do as his son or daughter. We're blessed because we allow God to use us to achieve peace, bringing him glory and fulfilling our purpose. We're blessed because in James 3:18 it says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." So in addition to peace, we are rewarded with so much more, a harvest of righteousness as a result of our pursuit of peace. So I want to just encourage you, challenge you to consider how God might be calling you to be a peacemaker. As parents, is it to set firm boundaries for your kids and stick to them in surrendering our desire to be their friends in order to do what's right for them? As a boss or a coworker, is it saying you're sorry, surrendering pride in order to maintain relationship? As a friend or an acquaintance, is it when we've been wronged? Is it forgiving, surrendering our desire for revenge in order to make room for God's justice? For me, as a part-time caregiver for my mom, when the parent-child relationship often seems reversed, I am constantly faced with a decision to surrender my desire to be right in order to honor her with love and compassion and respect. So in each of these situations, peace is the end goal. The process involves surrender. And the blessing is that we, as children of God, allow him to work through us and in us to achieve peace. So today, I just want to encourage you to take that step towards peace, towards conflict, and towards surrender, so that you can be known and blessed as a peacemaker. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.